is now time for Wonderful Water, a regular feature we've got with the folks from OWASA, which is the organization that handles our water and wastewater in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And today we are talking about infrastructure for water and wastewater. Every year, OWASA replaces and builds miles of underground pipes and a lot more engineers and construction crews and distribution teams and surveyors and planners all working together to make this happen. And OWASA invests $20 million every year in capital improvement projects. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Today, we are joined in the studio by two special guests. Allison Spinelli is the asset manager for OWASA, and Vishnu Gangadharan is the capital improvements projects engineering manager. Both of them here today. Allison, Vishnu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Aaron.
So, Vishnu, let me start with you. As the capital improvements projects engineering manager, what do you do?
Well, thanks. So, I've actually been at OWASA since 2006, and I worked in the capital projects group. For the last 4 years, I've been the manager of that group. And capital improvements, when you think about infrastructure, water and sewer infrastructure, and the life of that infrastructure, this is these are components that will last 60, 80, 100 years. And so really the purpose of capital projects that we do is to ensure the long-term reliability of the system. We're looking out for projects and installing things that will last for generations. So that's really an essential goal of the capital improvements program.
What are some of the projects that are ongoing now?
Well, there's a number of projects actually that started either this summer or starting this fall that folks will see around the community. Certainly, people on the eastern side of the service area will see work on Dobbins Drive. That's, you know, if you're coming in on 15501, right where it splits off with East Franklin Street, that area right there has some major parts of our system, some trunk lines, water and wastewater lines that we are replacing. That work is going to be starting in the next few weeks, actually, and will be going on for, you know, 6 to 8 months in that area. And replacing that, both the water pipes and the wastewater pipes, really important for us for a couple of reasons. You know, the water pipes are old. It's time to replace them. They've got a history of breaks. And both the water and wastewater pipes in that area need to be upsized to handle increased demands of the service area.
Other projects?
Other projects, again, there's a number of them going on. I know up towards campus on Country Club Road, mm-hmm. near Raleigh Road, Raleigh Street, that area by the Forest Theater, we're replacing a water line up there. You know, not quite as extensive as the Dobbins project, but certainly because of its location, it's going to affect a lot of folks with traffic, the admissions office for UNC. So we're very careful to try to minimize the impacts when we do construction.
Is there like a rough number of projects that OWASA has going at any given time, or can it widely range?
Sure. We've got a lot of projects going in. I just talked about two of them, but you know, at any given time, we can have 60, 70 projects going in the capital improvements program. It's a lot of work. We've got a team of six people in the group, but there are a lot of people on any given project team that we work with, both inside OWASA, with the towns, university, Department of Transportation. And of course, we reach out with the customers who might be affected. Again, like I said, we try to minimize as we can the impacts of the construction that's going on, because sometimes these are projects that really affect the community.
And is it, you mentioned 60, 80, 100 years, but that's kind of a wide range in there too. So for each project, is there a target longevity period that you're shooting for?
Well, it really depends what we're working on. For mm-hmm. pipelines, that's a good kind of range to work with, but we work on anything that has a design life of 10, 15 years, in some cases more than 100 years design life. It just really depends on what kind of component we're talking about.
Is there someone in the office who's in charge of keeping all 60 or 70 projects memorized so that they have the list at the ready? Or
I don't know that. You know, we've got certainly a database, a spreadsheet of projects. It's a lot to coordinate when you talk about the projects that have impacts in the community. We try to stay on top of all the details. It's a lot of moving parts.
Can't do capital improvement projects without the managing of assets. And we've also got the asset manager for OWASA, Allison Spinelli, here in the studio. So tell us about your day-to-day work.
Great, thanks. So asset management is really hand-in-hand with capital improvements projects. Part of asset management is really understanding the right time, right place, right investment to maintain reliable service. And you can kind of think of it similar to how you would home maintenance. A home is built of many different things. And if we take, for example, maybe a roof, we have to program in, when are you going to replace that roof? Are you going to wait for it to leak? Or are you going to, you know, save up some money and actually replace it before that happens? And if you apply that concept broadly to Owassa, that's pretty much what asset management does. We're looking at maintaining reliable service, maximizing the life of our facilities and equipment, and ensuring that customer funds are invested at the right time for the right assets.
So what's the variety of assets that get managed?
Oh gosh, there are hundreds and thousands of different things that are going on at Owassa at any given time. Everything that
Vishnu, you only had 67.
Exactly, exactly. So everything that Owassa really utilizes to provide reliable service to our customers is an asset and would fall under asset management. We have that backbone infrastructure of miles of pipe, whether that's water or sewer. But then we also have all of the different assets that support that primary function of getting water to our customers and taking wastewater to our wastewater treatment plant. So they can be a variety of different things, things as small as a test tube in your hand, to an 8-ton crane, to the trucks that you see driving around on the roads each day. And so it's a big team effort for us to keep all those assets in their best working class, keep them understood, know their condition, and so it's a team effort for all the different departments at Owassa working together.
And it's dealing with current stuff and also planning for the future well, right?
Exactly, yes. So in addition to managing some of the more tangible assets, part of asset management and my role is also to do some of the planning studies, so that way we can ensure we have the right capacity for getting water to new developments or making sure we have the right capacity to receive wastewater from a new building that UNC is planning for. And we're also constantly evaluating our priorities of the CIP projects and other things for us to invest our money in, whether it's operations or maintenance, and just still always coming back to that right time, right place, right money, right investment.
Speaking with Allison Spinelli, we've also got Vishnu Gangadharan here in the studio. And back to you, because we were talking about water projects. What about wastewater projects? Because
yes,
that's kind of equally important, I think.
Yeah, certainly there are projects that are going on in any given year on the wastewater pipe side. One thing people have seen for sure as they drive down Raleigh Road, Highway 54, by the Hamilton Road area, is the work that's been going on there for the past 6 months. We're replacing really a critical, I would say the most critical asset that we have in our collection system is a pressurized wastewater pipeline that runs from a pump station that's by the soccer fields, by the Rainbow Soccer Fields, to our wastewater plant 2 miles away. So it's a massive, we're not replacing the whole two miles, but there's the critical piece there that's crossing under Raleigh Road that we've been working on since April. A really massive project that is really going to last for generations.
Mm-hmm. What's the role, Allison, of asset management and wastewater?
Yes, so there is a good bit of crossover for asset management with wastewater. Some of the things that we're constantly working on is collecting data to make sure that we understand the health and condition of our wastewater system. And some of the things that we're doing for that include smoke testing and running cameras and TVs through our actual sewer lines, so we can actually see the condition of the pipes, know if there are cracks, know if there are things coming up that we want to program for, and make sure that we invest in those rehabilitation or replacement projects before we have any problems.
Vishnu was telling us about his history with Owassa. What's yours? What's your favorite water memory?
So I actually have an interesting story with Owassa. I guess it's a memory, you could say, that's still being written. I started off actually as a graduate student working in the basement at the Jones Ferry Water Treatment Plant.
Nice.
Yeah, doing some research for my master's at NC State at the time. And lo and behold, a few years after I had been out of grad school, was working, I actually came and got to know Vishnu pretty well through some projects we were working on, and came to be a utilities engineer at Owassa, and then a few years later got promoted to asset manager. And I guess that story is still technically being written, so who knows where that memory will
awesome.
End up, but it's a good one.
So we got to wrap up in a second, but Vishnu, I'll let you have the last word. Big projects that are coming up that people ought to know about.
Well, maybe not a single project, but we have quite a bit of work that's going to be coming up at our Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant that Allison was just mentioning. Over the next 12 months or so, I would say $10 to $11 million worth of construction ongoing there to replace. It's not only replacing aging assets there, but also improving the resiliency of the systems that we have. They're a really critical asset for us.
Awesome. And that is Wonderful Water for this week. Allison, Vishnu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great.
Thanks, thank you.
Aaron.
And stay hydrated, y'all, and learn more about Owassa's capital improvement projects, water and wastewater, online at owassa.org. That's Owassa, owassa.org.